Thank you, Sophie. And now for some more stories. There is a rare chance next month to have a look at one of Norwich's hidden treasures, the Bishop's Garden. The garden will be open for the day in aid of the Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind, NNAB. People will be able to explore the gardens on Sunday, June the 10th, from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. There will be giant games to play for those exploring the grounds, first laid out by Bishop de la Singa around 1100 AD, as well as craft and basket demonstrations and music from the Norwich Community Choir. The garden has many hidden delights for visitors. Entry costs £4, with children and wheelchair users free. The entrance is off St Martin's at Palace Plain.
Dog lovers will have the chance to meet some of the fairy friends who are helping prisoners train and socialise with dogs, helping both prisoners and their canine companions. Meadow Green Dog Rescue Centre is holding its annual sponsored walk on Sunday, June the 3rd, from 10 a.m. Walkers can meet the dogs involved in the Rescue Rehab Project, where dogs are taken from the centre into HMP Norwich. Under supervision, prisoners train and socialise with the dogs. This project aims to break the chain of reoffending and train the dogs so they can be rehomed. Michael Neave, Rescue Rehab Project Leader, said, "Too often a rescue dog is too eager to find a new adoptive parent. They bark and bounce whenever someone approaches their cage. Reggie, one of the current rescue rehab participants, is a great example of this behaviour. But after a short period of training, he responds positively to commands and his amazing personality shines through."
Sisters to Repay Charity, which helped them cope with tragedy. It was a tragedy which knocked their childhoods off course and changed their futures forever. When Georgie Boast and her sisters Ashley and Serena lost their dad Mark after a crash between his motorbike and a van in 2010, she said they felt vulnerable and weak. The children became terrified they would also lose their mum in what was a dark time for the great Plumstead family. But they were introduced to children's bereavement charity, Nelson's Journey, which supported them as they tried to make sense of what had happened. Now the sisters, aged 17, 15 and 12, hope to repay the cause by taking part in its Walk of Smiles next month.
Staff at Royal Norfolk Regimental Museum are looking for stories about those who served in the war to help build a section of the exhibition dedicated to returning wounded veterans. "We want to explore the aftermath of war, so we're really hoping members of the public will come forward to share their family histories with us. One of the stories already shared with the museum's curators is that of Janice Bensley, who gave her memories of her grandfather, Harry Hall, for the museum's exhibition book. The exhibition, entitled Armistice, Legacy of the First World War in Norfolk, will be on show at Norfolk Castle Museum and Art Gallery from October the 19th to January the 19th, 2019.
An insurance broker has donated £50,000 to a cancer research project being undertaken at Norwich Research Park to discover new types of the disease. Alan Boswell Group, which has its headquarters in Norwich, also raised £15,000 for Big C in 2017 as part of a long-standing relationship with the cancer charity. The Big C-funded research is being led by Dr. Dan Brewer and Professor Colin Cooper, who are hoping to gain greater understanding of subtypes of cancer. Big C Chief Executive Dr. Chris Bushby said, "We are extremely grateful to the board of directors at Allan Bottrell Group for their commitment and partnership in this significant cancer research project, which will benefit those affected by cancer locally and far beyond." Group Executive Chairman Allan Boswell said, "We're extremely proud to help support the amazing research undertaken right here in East Anglia."
More than 500 people have joined a project at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, the NNUH, to help develop tailor-made treatments for cancer. The world-leading 100,000 Genomes Project was launched 2 years ago to sequence 100,000 complete sets of DNA from patients with cancer and rare diseases. Almost 350 cancer patients at the NNUH have so far opted for their blood and tissue samples to be sequenced as part of the nationwide scheme, which will help to develop new clinical trials and targeted treatments for a range of cancers. More than 200 participants have also been recruited to the rare diseases part of the project. The NNUH started recruiting patients with colon, kidney, testicular and ovarian cancers when the project launched in 2016. Matt Keeling, cancer manager at the Trust, said the initiative has been extended to include head and neck, skin, prostate, breast, endometrial and blood cancers. More than 60,000 genomes have so far been sequenced. For more information, visit eastgenomics.org.uk.
A Mid-Norfolk choir is set to hold a major concert at Norwich Cathedral in June. The choir, known as Mid-Norfolk Singers, will perform Bach's B minor Mass at Norwich Cathedral on June the 2nd. The concert is one of three that they perform each year, with the others taking place at Christmas and Easter, with music reflecting those occasions. The choir was established in 1946 as an evening class, but over the years it has grown to be made up of approximately 85 singers. They are funded through their numbers and support from the general public. The performance will be in support of Big C, a Norfolk-based cancer charity that has been supporting local people affected by cancer since 1980 through support and information centres and cancer research. The summer concert takes place at 7:30 p.m. at Norwich Cathedral on June the 2nd.
That's all on this part of Chatterbox. So it's goodbye from me, Ree Chakraborty.
And Don Cleaver.
Please stay tuned for Information Desk, more news, and a feature on the Woodcock and our regular What's On feature.